You sit by a riverside, surrounded by long green grass, the river softly running before you, the sound relaxing. Gentle, that sound is white noise enough to remove the external, leaving you here, just this side of sleep. Aware enough to turn back to a memory. A memory fresh implanted or newly uncovered. Something remaining within you that will go with you from this place. Newly shined up, reified, emboldened within your mind. A nourishing, growing experience against which all the requirements of the world will find they have no purchase. This remains inside your head and assists you, reminds you that every now and then you should just lazily drift. Colorful wildflowers are in bloom. The sky, bright blue, light clouds, drifting lazily down the river's current. Something is coming nearer and nearer. Someone entering into your field of vision and into your world. But this is a welcome addition to the place because in a way, she was already there. A river otter, laying on her back. At first, in the distant perspective of the wandering river, you're unsure on size. But the nearer she comes, the larger you realize she is. Her fur brown, eyes shimmering with keen interest. Everything seems natural, normal, obvious about her that she should be here. You know her, seeming to know her the way you know air and water and the movement of this place. A goddess here, goddess of this particular river. Her eyes are blue. You notice it now, yourself and everything around you reflected in that gorgeous blue sheen. They see you. She sees you. And she drifts along the river just as she pleases. Waves of warm, comfort, affection, love, a cherished gaze upon you. Her eyes soft, gentle, easily loving, gazing on the world with an admiration for everything in front of her, as you feel the same feelings echoing back, the same sensations finding their root in you. As the giant otter drifts to a halt in front of you, she opens her mouth and lets out deep, rumbling, but distinctly feminine squeals, sounds across the edge of your consciousness pleasant to listen to, almost melodic. You don't get the words, but you get the meaning, regardless. She's offering you a ride, further on down the river. A ride on top of her belly, on her chest within the enfolding grace of those long arms. There is an intelligence there, welcoming, inviting. And so you step forward, moving closer. She's offering you a ride, and you might as well accept. Only care and affection exist in her gaze. The promise of protection, comfort, safety within the jurisdiction of her river. She will protect you. That is her nature. You walk up to climb into her soft, thick fur. She's been lying on her back, so her fur is only the slightest bit damp. But she smells of the river she came from it after all, natural, sharp, and clear, a spirit representing the natural world, nourishing and feeding every village in this little river valley, and beyond wherever her waters might touch. Two huge paws are on either side of you, and when you do get up and comfortable in your own way, they hold you close, letting you lay down against her fur, her paws across your back. and you know certain things as you float. An awareness, otherworldly perhaps, but welcome. And in its nature it conveys to you simple truths. And you know that subterfuge is the furthest thing from her nature. After all, this is a giant otter and a spirit, and the goddess of this place into one. She's pretty much got a laid-back, overall perspective for you, and you get to enjoy that. A laid-back view as you, laying against her chest, feel the world around you. Comforted, secured, certain requirements discarded, and she, there, your guide, your transport, and your companion on the journey. You could just relax here, against her, waiting for the inevitable time when you would get off and continue your journey on foot. That could take hours, but why would you mind? Here you can feel safe, her heartbeat beneath you, palpable through every inch of you, a resonating, massaging, vibrating drumbeat, just a little bit each time, but it's there. It is a constant presence, so even if you lay there and close your eyes, you will receive the reassuring caress and vibration of beat after beat, pulse after pulse. Your eyes closed, your cheek buried in her fur. Every heartbeat, rest there. Take in a deep breath. One and two and three and four and five. Then you exhale. Clouds start to form in the sky. They become the deep dark of rain. Not so dark as to be overpowering, though. A soothing, overshadowing inclination to feel at ease as you lay on the belly of the otter goddess, on her chest, and float downstream. The sun's light is still present, albeit muted. Rain starts to drizzle, but it's so light and gentle that you barely feel it. After all, the dampness of the otter goddess's fur, only light here on her upper chest, prepared you for this. You see a village ahead, letting your eyes drift lazily open. Verdant green fields are flowing by. Fields nearby to the river, irrigated by it. Long strands of wheat. A farmer, some distant figure, cutting them slowly with a scythe, looking up at you and the river goddess. You see his smile, wide and clear, waving. The goddess's hand comes up, her paw that was cradling you, and just waves back. So do you. A sense of peace and belonging pervades this moment. This river allowed the village to thrive and grow, to survive. And the village has gratitude, mythology, energy and power to give to the river, and its goddess, in turn. A place that draws from and gives to. A cycle in the living world. She continues to float downriver, past the fields of the village. And the golden fields of wheat become something else. Fields of green wildflowers. Either fields that have been left to grow over by the local farmers, or fields that simply don't need to be accessed, because there is a bounty of nature in this place. A bounty of space as well. A sign that there are ever greater reserves to be drawn into, because the river lets things grow. And things experience increase in their own way. The water helped that wheat grow, which you saw being harvested. Wheat was fed to children, traded to other places. Wheat sustained the village. Without that river, things would be much harder for people. Yet the river gives and gives, It demands nothing in return but maintenance, energy, respect. It is there, and as long as they care for it, as long as they let it continue in its own way, it will simply continue. Help. Offer. There's no deal, just an informal understanding. Love and peace and energy put into the world. Love and peace and energy given back freely. It is a cycle, something deeper than a request or a deal or a contract. When someone sees the Otter Goddess, they see a being representative of that cycle, the selfless giving, the nourishment of the world which offers itself and then draws back only what is given freely. Much may be given, because everyone is valuable. Everyone has something to give back just by existing. The proliferation of life here is why drifting down the river on the goddess's chest, with her paws cradling you, is so peaceful and nourishing. A place so full of life is restorative. Peace, the river flowing, bringing water and fish, nourishing the wheat. They thank the goddess every time they see her, and every time they sit on the riverbank, sitting by their boat, preparing for a journey, praying for safe passage. And she floats on, past the fields of the village, with you on her chest. You see a villager fishing out here. But the river is broad, and it's easy for the goddess to float on by. As she passes, his line becomes pulled, a catch, landing. She gives a mischievous little chuckle, and he waves in gratitude. You knew from this moment he would thank her, send love and gratitude, his prayers and devotion to her later, giving power to the very goddess that provided, a gift as freely given as what she did. Because even if he never did pray, though he seems a nice sort who will, she would still give, giving freely on the understanding that enough people will give, sustenance will come, life will be created, and as power grows, life grows. You are her passenger, and although she attended to these small duties, these river goddess affairs of state, her attention is now on you. She grasps either side of your body with her arms, pulls you in to groom you, leaning over your body, her long tongue against your body and cheek, long, slow licks. She's a creature of the river. You just have to accept that a certain amount of dampness is going to happen. But that's a natural, warm, and safe way to be around her. Protected in her embrace, groomed, held lovingly, as if in a hug. You can feel the massive and powerful heart beating against you within her. Every beat of her heart reminds you of her living nature, that she wants you to feel joy and comfort, that your relaxation here will be nourished, even if you allow your attention to wander, warmed and relaxed. It feels natural to take a deep breath, one and two, three and four, five and let it out. Press your cheek into her chest. Kiss it affectionately. Let her feel you against her, radiating simple love and affection, as much as she radiates it for you. Another deep breath. One and two. Three and four. Five, and you let it out. Feel love radiating from her. Love for those who respect her river. Who can exist upon it alongside her, incompanionable, comfortable, floating. You know that she keeps anything which might disrupt love and peace back from this place. Her love is her primary emotion. There are other elements there. This is a complex creature. When children wander into the river, she helps them back up. When fish are needed, she provides them, ensuring fishermen don't overtap the stocks, They might very well find her standing there, her expressive arms across her chest. A disapproving expression on her face would be enough to make almost any fisherman take his time or go spend some time in the fields instead, if he had been greedily hauling. When her warmth and protection are needed, she is there. Love, care, the healing balm of water, which has coexisted with the village for so long. Unlike many other otters, this goddess is nourished by the care and love of her admirers and the local devotees. You feel utterly safe pressing yourself into her chest, giving her more care and love. You feel it returned, love and care overflowing, flowing over, there for you when you need it to tap, a river that you can come back to as soon and as easily as closing your eyes. You'd be able to feel yourself against the brown fur of that otter, that river goddess. She is there for you as much as you are there for her. A river as much notional and conceptual as it is real and present. You can lay here. Let her love flow through you, from head to toe. Feel warmth radiating from her. Relax into the flow of it, as the trees of the forest drift past. You feel, more than ever, a part of the forest, and the feeling is one of awe, one of peace and beauty. Take a deep breath. One and two, three and four, five and exhale. Love on love on cherishing, simple, drifting peace, a fountain of care and affection, bottomless. A deep breath draws more of it in. One and two, three and four, five, and exhale. Added to the moving air, the falling droplets of water, comes the distant rumble of thunder. Nature's purr washing across you. Power, but also a kind of thrill and comfort. When you look up into the now darker clouds, you see little spots of light, appearing and disappearing, chain lightning mingling, meandering through pockets of pressure and water above. The rain is pouring harder, harder, pattering droplets against her webbed toes above you, turning into a torrent. But you are shielded by her. Her enfolding you, hugging you, embracing you. You feel safety. You feel the comfort anyone feels when there is shelter above, rain outside, when something natural and protective is around you. And sometimes the rain must grow this strong. For some out there, they'll have to find shelter. Others, like you, already have it. Squirrels seclude in their trees. Birds return to their nests. Rabbits and foxes burrow into their holes or find temporary shelter out there. Bees buzzing back to their hives. A time of respite in the forest, where everybody allows themselves to rest because that's all you can do. Go to a safe place or, like you, be in your safe place already. Humans go inside, light their hearths, keep warm and dry, while the rain patters against walls and windows. For you, though, at this particular time, in this special place, separate from the world, you have the otter goddess to lie against, snuggle against, loving, protective. Just as much so as when you began to drift. She is your shelter. Her heartbeat is warming and radiant, every bit as warm as a fire in a hearth. Her webbed hands, soft, warm, comforting, a sheet above you. Heartbeat rhythmic, and indeed, under the cover of her webbed hands, you can feel that radiating heat, that vibrating heartbeat, running through you, suffusing you with the trust, warmth, and power of her embrace. Even in a powerful storm, you could close your eyes in this shelter and return here, back to her embrace. A warm, gentle, loving, and safe, separate place, a bubble of memory and experience you carry with you, even as you float in it now. The torrent outside her hands is distant, unable to touch, but the sound, the splendid, elevating, invigorating sound which, just now, invites you to be even more grateful for the shelter above you. It runs through you. But it is just one part of nature's symphony, joining the thump, thump, warm vibratory heartbeat from this vast creature, coming from underneath you. All there is to do is be against her. This is the best place to be anyway, but it's even better to be here and sheltered when the torrent is outside. Because this is the best place to be, you can relax. You can take a deep breath. One and two, three and four, five and exhale. The rain's easing up anyway, a brief storm. The clouds have all their draining done, and you even now feel the change in pressure, in air, in the nature of the world around you and the loud torrent fading to a gentler trickle. Distantly, thunder strikes. You take a deep breath. One, two, three, four, five, exhale. Thunder again, even more distant, very far away. You allow yourself another deep breath. One, two, three, four, five, exhale. Now the clouds go from dark to bright. You can tell by the new light coming in around her paws which cover you. The sun appears again. The torrent is drizzle, is shower, is almost nothing now except safety and comfort. Deep breath. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale. The clouds move aside, and the sun once more appears. Her hands move aside, and you can see outside of her webs once more. The sun shimmers against the dew left on grass and tree leaves. In a few places, small lakes have formed in hollows and between hills, but these will soak into the ground quickly. The smell of spring air, shaking off dampness, life and rejuvenation, replacing. The creatures are also shaking off the damp. Any that were caught in the rain look a little put out, a little bedraggled, but amused and happy when they begin to energetically move in the newly free air outside their shelters, temporary though they may be. Songbirds sing louder, communicating desire, filling the air with something else. Rustling in the underbrush, life, verdant, plentiful, fertile, continuous, part of the cycle, same as the river you've been floating down all this time on her chest. The same, and yet separate, all those separate parts working in their own way. They give, they participate, they act as they see fit, and everything works out. The cycle does continue, especially here. You can sense the goddess's adoration for all the life in these woods, her enjoyment as she sees it coming back out after the rain. Life of the fox, the rabbit. Cycles of predator and prey are a little more abstract when you're just witnessing everything on the way by, but you know how intensely she feels them. The circle of life that keeps the forest verdant. Life. On and on. After one type of life ends, it yet nourishes another. all of it part of a larger construct, concept and beauty and wildlife in and of itself. No matter what the forest might ordinarily be to others, you know you are safe. Safe upon her chest. For the moment, taken out of the cycle and away from its requirements. You know the cycle is necessary for the forest to remain beautiful and green. It's going about its natural path, the river goddess floating on, with you in her bubble of observation for now. Once more, her warm embrace, the hug of her paws, the webs of her fingers, the river's course, it is all one together as it becomes a little faster. That's why she's holding you fast to her. You sense a waterfall coming up. You sense it by the movement and the rush. But you're safe. The floating, bubbled, protective space you are in reminds you that that warm love continues on. The sound of water falling far below. The gentle roar is a natural part. You are being privileged and permitted to observe it from absolute safety with her. It is as natural here as the current that brought you there. A waterfall will stay a waterfall, a river will stay a river. The forest will persist. Those nearby hundreds of years ago saw the same sight that you are floating toward, nonetheless safe. They have legends and myths. You course down it, wrapped in her embrace, experiencing it from a safety few others are able to have, protected by the river itself. But the waterfall, the roar, and distant, growing nearer, nearer. Her grip is the same as before, the same degree of tightness. She is calm, and therefore you can be. You know you're safe. You know her magic, her presence, her ability and the promise of climbing onto her chest and floating with her still surrounds you. So lay there and listen. Relax into that roar and that whispering fall of water far below. You are still on the course and still upon her. Take in a deep breath. One and two, three and four. Five, and exhale, nearer and nearer to the thrum of her heartbeat. Deep breath, synchronized, natural, safe and comfortable. One, and two, three, and four. Five, and exhale. Soon it will be time to anticipate the ride, the joy of it, the thrill of your safety. The same thrill that comes with knowing you are on a quick, joyous, exhilarating ride. But you are safe, held, cherished even. Deep breath. One and two. Three and four. Five. Exhale. Holding you close to her, she drifts down the waterfall. Moving as naturally along the current as you would taking a single step, she stays close to the water itself, as if she were part of it, which she is, after all. You know of your own safety, but you now know of the thrill of slowly sliding down with the rush of water all around. She's just floating near to the water. Her rate of movement is the same as it was when you drifted down the stream, except now vertical with you hugged against her, coursing down it, slowly. You're comfortable. You could lay here cradled in her arms and listen to the waters all around you. Relax to the waters all around you. You feel yourself descending, a temporary feeling of freedom. More floating than anything else, floating downward, downward. Instead of laying on her chest, you are held in the air, hugged by her, falling free for a moment, before she slides below your form, your body, your progress, your course, which is a little like her course. She is underneath you. And then she pulls you against her chest. And again, still floating. Her webbed hands are petting you softly. Big shimmering eyes looking down, ensuring you're all right, even though she was certain you were, but she was very careful, wanting to be certain, knowing that you follow slightly different rules than a river goddess might. She uncovers you, laying once more in the course of the stream at the base of the waterfall. You feel a light spray. The two of you have floated down there. It is against your cheeks. A cool, gentle, healing balm. The waterfall sounds are there, and then they are behind you as you both gently drift along. You're on her chest, and she has uncovered you so you can focus upon the sun's warm rays. Now the clouds have cleared and the day is sunny. The waterfall is behind, and so the sun can touch you, the damp of you evaporating away. The otter's caress, periodic, soft, caring. Where her fur has begun to dry, she even soaks up some of the moisture from you. Just beyond the falls, the river pours out into a lake, and the drifting becomes slower, lazier, more prolonged. Now she's just drifting around the lake, using her strong, tapered tail, shifting it side to side, pushing the pair of you toward the coastline. You do hear the splash of a fish nearby. The distant roar of the waterfall has never left you, though it is now just the grumbling purr of nature, doing what it does, force and all. Birdsong remains in the air, life peaceful and gentle upon that shimmering blue lake. The sight was gorgeous, and you've seen it, absorbed it, internalized it, within the sphere of her protection. Here, drifting gently and lazily, you once more contemplate her heartbeat. A deep breath. One, two, three, four, five, and out. You press your cheek into her chest, feeling every beat of the heart against you. Deep breath. One, two, three, four, five, and out. She's drifting to the riverbank. Her arms still surround you once more for a hug. She squeaks, squeaking sadly. It's time for you to get off. Your heart is heavy. Your limbs are heavy too, having relaxed on the long journey down the river. But you know you're only leaving her for a little while. And getting too much favor from the goddess might engender jealousy in other creatures. She has things to do, and so do you. You just happen to both be going the same way. You hug her back, arms around her soft fur, which has dried well up her sides from the radiating sun. Another thing radiates love from her to you, you to her, a cycle mirroring that around you. She lets you go, and you pull yourself off of her, sliding down her side onto the riverbank. But even here, you see the sun falling, a red evening sky. You know the fish will be plentiful, eager to go for your bait. The days will be warm, the nights cool, and it will be very easy to find shelter in the rain. You are part of this cycle, this system, accepted here, whenever you might need to come back or wish to come back. And the river goddess will be willing to hold you close and drift with her again, as long as you're willing to wait till she's not too busy, and going the same way as you, down the river. You relax against the bank. The sun goes down. The goddess waves in the distance, having floated across the lake slowly. You wave back, and you see her drifting back the way the two of you came, up the waterfall, sticking to its long, tumultuous flow as seamlessly as she would any other part of the water, flowing back up it. The splash of fish in the water nearby. You listen to its roar as the goddess heads back to the beginning of the river. Take a deep breath. One, and two, three, and four, five, and breathe out. birdsong from the birds that drink that water, hunt in the mud of the bank, the sound of something moving in the undergrowth, fox or rabbit, whatever it is, an animal that will come to the river and sit at its bank to sip the clear water, find the food that they need to survive, thrive because this water, this river, this goddess, this cycle exists. Whatever you need to come back to this enchanted waterway, this repose away from where you started. Find yourself someplace comfortable. Close your eyes. Imagine it. Call it to your mind. Envision the brown-furred otter, the sound of rain against her webbed hands. Think of the flow of the river, all it nourishes, whether the wildflowers or the wheat, humans living on the bank, animals that drink from it. Its place in the wild, its place in the world, and all the beauty and life sustained therein. She loves you and will accept you in her warm embrace. That is her nature. A gentle course down the length of the river. Part of her. Any time you want. Because for you, she has boundless love from that beating heart you felt warmly vibrating, thought and nuisance away into peace and tranquility. And hugging, gentle safety. She will be eager to let you listen to that thrum, that vibration. Love, peace, cherishing affection, and the comfortable companionship of a slow river ride. Feel it waving through you, vibrating still. The memory remains, the love and companionship remain. The drifting, the river. The place within, protected, part of the cycle, part of progress and sensation. It all remains in you, created in you, for you. The gift of that brown-furred protector drifting up and down the river, as seamlessly part of the water and part of nature and now, in her own way, part of you. To be accessed and welcomed, greeted, and loved back. It's there. It resonates. You remember. Whenever you drift, and drift, and breathe, and relax. Sheltered, warm, held, loved, enjoying the vista and the vision of that river ride. Keeping it in your mind. Knowing you can return for her and for you.